You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
We welcome to 1FM 98.5 live and local sport on your Saturday morning. Simon Madden, stalwart of the Essendon Football Club. I grew up loving this bloke even though I was a Collingwood supporter. Simon, welcome to 1FM 98.5 via the phone patch on this Saturday morning.
Thank you very much for having me, mate. Great to be here. Or, well, not actually there, but you can hear me. That's good.
Yeah, no. Thanks heaps, Simon. Yeah, no, you're not here right now, but you will be on Thursday night, which we're very, very much looking forward to. We'll touch on that in a few moments, but it's a pretty special weekend for the Essendon Footy Club, one of the most successful clubs, well, equally the most successful club in the history of our great game, the greatest game in the world, Simon. And you've been a massive part of that across a journey of a very, very long time, obviously as a player there for many, many years, and also taking up various roles across the club, across the journey. Simon, tell us about the 150-year history. Last night, look, I must say, I reckon that is the best, and it's really hard for me to say this, I might say, because I am a Hawthorn supporter. Don't hold that against me, though. Gee, you had some great battles with us in the 80s. But, Simon, just how they did it all last night, the AFL, geez, I thought that was good.
It was good. Hang on. It was a lot to do with the Essendon Footy Club, not just AFL. Now, we put that together. Look, it doesn't matter what organisation it is. 150 years has to be celebrated if you've been around for that long. One of the longest lasting sports clubs in the world. We just had to acknowledge great moments over the history of the club. And I know it's been a bit dry over the last few years, but I went through a period like that when I started, and there has been different periods for that for us. But we've been able to get the 16 premierships, as you said. So we wanted to celebrate that in style. So we had that a lot planned, a lot of highlights shown on the ground, on the screen. Then we had probably the biggest collection of past players invited to the game. We had a great big function, as I say, the president's function as well. And, of course, we didn't come over the chocolates. We did show signs. Carlton's a very much improved side. But and we've got a big gala dinner tonight, again, for our supporters and sponsors, etc., celebrating the moments we've had over the 150 years. So, and I've just been very proud to be part of that.
Yeah, oh, mate, what an amazing journey. Hey, Simon, there were Senator Briggs, actually, was the MC. He's a Shep boy.
Nice little connection, isn't it? That's a nice little connection.
100%. Proud yorta-yorta, man. And, gee, I thought he absolutely did it a great deal of justice last night. He did a sensational job. I'll be honest, like I said, mate, there's been, you know, some great sort of, you know, marquee things to celebrate across the journey. And again, it hurts me to say this, but I've got to say that's probably the best I've ever seen. I thought it was just bloody brilliant.
Well, I'm glad you hear that, because I emceed a function or a get-together at Federation Square beforehand, and part of the notes was to say that it was the it's going to be the greatest football, greatest pre-game entertainment for a footy game. And I'm sort of, geez, we're pumping our tyres up here, aren't we? Mm. I'm glad you said that, because as a Hawthorn supporter, I know we've had some great rivalries.
Yes.
And I always talk about the 80s, and I'm a bit biased, of course, 84, 85, but I say to the Hawthorn supporters, or the other supporters too, think about our opposition. So I talk about Hawthorn. I'm just talking grand finals here. So 83, you won against us. 84, you lost. 85, you lost. 86, you won. 87, you lost. 88, you won. 89, you won. 90, you didn't make it. And 91, you won. Now, yeah, that's a sensational effort.
Mm.
And if that's a great side, and for us to beat you twice, we must have been all right to do that.
Oh, I dare say you were. And I remember as a little boy watching you play. And, I had a lot of heroes as a young fella at the Hawthorn Footy Club. But when you're a young kid, you just sort of appreciate the great players of the game. And, geez, you played with some mighty good players. A couple of them were actually there last night. The Danaher's obviously were a big part of that 84-85 premiership sort of success. Also, Paul Vanderhaar. I remember the Flying Dutchman. Tim.
You can go through that 84-85 side, and the likes of Vander, Roger Merritt, I can just write, Glenn Hawkham of Nagel, even maybe not the lesser known players, but Frankton. Now Gary Foles surrounded Gaines, Weston. You just kept going. You can go, you're just rolling off, and they're all in form at that time. And I think a big thing about that is too, a lot of people don't realise that between 84 and 85, there's only four changes. So, and you've seen that with other teams when you're able to keep your best team together, and you don't lose players, and it doesn't change too much, you can keep that momentum going. And then, it's funny, everybody says, you've won two, you win three. And I'm like, well, 86, a whole lot of things happen, and you don't. And that's when you realise how hard they are to get, so you appreciate them even more.
And what about Kevin Sheedy? Like, I'm mentioning Kevin Sheedy because the bloke that I'm sitting actually across the table from right now, the host of our Super Saturday Sports program, and I had a really special opportunity to spend an hour with Kevin Sheedy a couple of years ago. He was just doing some promotional work for a company that he was sort of working with, and they had sort of a marquee special country footy game in one of our local competitions called the KDL, and we were able to spend an hour with Kevin Sheedy, and he was such a down-to-earth, non sort of egotistical sort of a fella that really just sort of connected with you on your level. And with all due respect, that really sort of took me by surprise.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, of course, because I've known him for so long. But he came from humble backgrounds. He actually was an Essendon supporter as a child, came from humble backgrounds, and then, of course, got played his football with Richmond. And so he's always been very big about connecting the football club with the general public, with the average person, so to speak. So he's been very big at taking the Essendon Football Club out to the world, not only just in Melbourne, but we played games in Queensland, Northern Territory, Western Australia, rural areas. We played games in a game in Tokyo, a game in London. He was just really, really big on making sure that he could get as many people connected to the Essendon Football Club as possible. So you saying that your Hawthorn supporter sits down with is impressed by that, it's good to hear. But that's the type of bloke he is. He wants to take football to the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And he certainly still has his views at times, which some people suggest are controversial, but he certainly very much so typifies the fabric of the Essendon Football Club, which has certainly had its challenges. I don't think we can, sugarcoat it or shy away from that over the last decade, most particularly. But, excuse me, they're coming out the other side. And as you said, look, there's still a very young group of players there last night. And look, there's a couple that I think that have been really thrown to the wolves this year. And one in particular who's come to the club as a marquee player. And I was just actually having a chat before the 9 o'clock news about him. But I actually think he's responded, Dylan Scheel. But I just want to talk to you about that moment pre-game last night where the playing group actually stood arm in arm in a circle with all of the legends that were there last night. Not all of the legends that were there last night, obviously, but the ones that were actually out on the field during the pre-game, the special ceremony that they did last night. And Dyson Heppel got into the middle of that, and you could see the greats eyeballing him, like Matty Lloyd, Tim Watson, the Danaher boys eyeballing him. And, he was grabbing onto the jumper, and you could just, I tell you what, that made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. That was one of the most special moments also
I think that's a good example. I mean, as you said, we're a young side, we're a developing side, and it's frustrating, but there is a lot of passion there. I know he's a passionate Essendon person. He follows Essendon, followed Essendon, was able to play with Essendon. He's been a great leader, and we just need to develop some more leaders like him. We need to bring the young players along with the likes of him. And I think Ben Rutten's been very good at connecting the past to the present. And I think it's not a case of look at the premierships we've won. It's been very much a case of look at how we won them. What did we do to win them? And I think one of the great things is that the passion that the players of the past have had and the passion that Dyson's got. And I think I like the way Dylan Shields played last night. Started a game with a real, you know, a real passion the way he wanted to play. So if we can keep developing that in our players, we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, look, I agree 100%. I think that there's certainly plenty of upside. And look, I mean, to the Essendon faithful, goodness gracious me, if they're not the most loyal supporters of any. They certainly are in my era of time on this planet. They sort of deserve some success, don't they? Again,
yeah. Look, our supporters have been fantastic through the supplement saga, and then followed up with with everybody the years of COVID, and then to have a young side that's not doing as well as we thought they might, but is still developing. They've been sticking like glue, and they're fantastic. And any Essendon supporters out there, I just say thank you. Stick with us. If you always said, if you don't understand the struggle, you won't understand the success. We're going through the struggle, but that'll help us understand the success even more. So, and if they're all Essendon supporters up there, football supporters, on Thursday night we're going to be at the Shepparton Football Netball Club in Shepparton for a real sportsman's night. And we hope that'll be a one that just shows the passion that we have for our game and for our football and for the people.
And who else is coming with you on Thursday night, Simon, just to give that a little bit of an extra pump up?
I actually can't remember. I think it's... I keep forgetting who's coming with me this time.
Yeah, I think... Zaharakis is certainly...
If it's the group I'm thinking, it's got Zaharakis, it's got Fletcher,
yep.
It's got myself.
Yep.
There's some good people there,
yep.
But good football people there as well.
Yeah. Look, there certainly will be, and I think that it's going to be a really, really good night on Thursday night to support the Shepparton Footy Club, and also to get around the Essendon Footy Club to celebrate that 150-year landmark. Simon, just another shameless little plug just before you go, because I'm interested to know about what you're doing in the business world, because now outside of footy, you've actually formed yourself quite a successful career as a consultant in business. Just give us a little bit of a quick snapshot of what you actually do.
Good man, thank you. It's always good to get a plug. And I've been doing this for about 12 years now, and what I found that a lot of things I've discovered or learnt in football are very relevant to the business world. So I work with organisations, not just business organisations. I've done charities, I've done sports clubs, I've done businesses, but I talk about sustainable high performance and how to get good and stay good. And I think that's a big difference. Just getting good to staying good is really important. And I work with the individual, the team, the leadership and the culture. And I've done that over a number of organisations. Apparently, people have invited me back, so I must be doing something right.
You must be doing something right, and I'd just encourage...
Just look up simonmadden.com.au.
Yeah.
You get all the information.
You got in first, mate, because I was just about to give that a plug, and hopefully we catch you on Thursday night. All the very best, and thank you so very much. It's been just such a great honour to have this time to chat with you, and we really, really appreciate what you're doing in business, with the Essendon Football Club, and also in the community.
Good man, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to have a chat, and good luck to you and your listeners for the rest of the week, for the rest of the year.
Thanks, Simon. That was Simon, of course, Madden from the Essendon Footy Club.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter. And tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.